Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. Every day, one-third of the people of Copenhagen ride their bikes to work or school. Collectively, they cycle more than 750,000 miles daily, enough to make it to the moon and back. And city officials want even more people to commute and over longer distances. So a network of 26 new bike routes, dubbed the Cycling Superhighway, is being built to link the surrounding suburbs to Copenhagen. As commuters pour into Copenhagen on the new highway, biker Kona Indelgo says he used to drive his car to work, but biking is better. It gives you more exercise and motion, it's free, and it's quicker. When I pass the harbor, I wave to the cars, he says. Another rider, 83-year-old Solva Jensen, is using the highway to visit her daughter in a neighboring town. The trains are too much trouble at the moment, so I thought it was easier to take the bike, she says. A native of St. Petersburg, Florida, Bradley Snyder was the captain of the swim team at the U.S. Naval Academy, where he graduated in 2006, deployed to Afghanistan. The lieutenant was working on a bomb disposal squad last year when an IED took his vision. Less than 1 year after being blinded by an explosion in Afghanistan, Snyder has won a gold medal in the men's 100-meter freestyle at the 2012 Paralympics. He also set a new Paralympic record during a qualifying heat earlier Friday. Soviet-born Sergey Brin is already a world changer. The Google co-founder has donated millions of dollars to charity and given us public technology tools that make us smarter. But one of the most touching efforts come from his small real estate holding firm called Passerell Investment Company. With it, Brin is buying up downtown property in Los Altos, California, a small Silicon Valley town near where he lives, and is renting it out at below market rates to stores he thinks families in the community need: a children's bookstore, a children's play space, and a child-friendly coffee shop. And our top story for today, for the nearly 20% of the world's population who live in areas without access to fresh drinking water, getting access is a matter of life or death. Inspired by the mechanics of a dripping air conditioner, French inventor Marc Parent created a solution that could bring fresh water to the most remote, driest parts of the world. Parent created a company, Eol Water, that produces wind turbines that literally pull fresh water out of thin air. His solution, dubbed the WMS-1000, uses the electricity generated from a windmill to collect and treat water without tapping into a water source such as a river, lake, or well. Eol Water is testing the invention in France and Abu Dhabi. The invention looks to be a promising solution to the water crisis. Each unit can create 1,000 liters of drinking water using only moisture and powered only by wind. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.